WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Buddy, we are going to be here to have some fun today, and I am not alone. I have Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good to have you with us, Kat.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here.
We're going to have some fun this morning. I got a special, like kind of a segment to lead into our first song I think we'll enjoy. We're going to dive into our National Day of Calendar in a moment, but I always love to catch up with you and your fam and everybody over at Family Natural Foods. How are things going over there?
Good. Everything's going. It's spring, so yeah. Things are happening. They're always happening, but springtime has a different kind of energy. We were just talking about that on Tuesday when it was sunny.
Yeah.
We all were like, zoop, 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 projects, getting things done. Yeah. And then yesterday, Thursday, thank you. If you need that recording sometime, I'm here for you.
I'm going to need it.
But then yesterday, right, like this kind of potential rain, we're all like, oh, okay, we're just all slower pace, which is good to be mindful of because maybe you need to be in tune with that. But a couple things at the store that I wanted to mention. Is garden seeds. So everybody's anxious to get in the garden, which I'd still give it a little bit more time because I think the ground's not totally ready and you know Mother Nature is going to snow on us again.
You're so right about this. I keep looking over my shoulder waiting for it.
Yeah. Just come for us. But we have garden seeds.
Oh, I thought I saw it. Sorry.
We have garden seeds. We have not everything, but a lot of stuff in. So we have bulk garden seeds. They're so reasonable. You can get bushels of produce. For anybody that hasn't checked them out, come check them out. We're getting more each week. So we don't have everything, but we're getting more each week. Our onions and potatoes come in early April. So stay tuned. We will have more soon. Mm-hmm. But check out what we have in the meantime. And then we've been doing presentations for everybody that doesn't know. We've did them. Well, my dad used to do them occasionally. And then Steven and I were like, let's try to get it happening regularly. We do presentations, not in the summer because everyone's busy.
Yeah.
But kind of like September through May. And we have a good lineup coming. So we have, Steve and I are going to be talking on April 11th. It's going to be at 1 p.m. And it's going to be about India's secrets. We have done this one before. It's great. There's lots of good information, and there's always like door prizes and gifts to give.
Yeah, and if I can say, Katrina, when you guys when you joined us on Midday Magazine, and we talked a little bit about this. I meant to say something before, but your flow was so good, I didn't want to mess with it. Not that it is, I want to mess with
a lot.
It now.
Yeah, it's not the morning, I'm just
that sounded
up.
Bad.
I'm just kidding.
But there's no live show that's the same. You know, even if you and Steven are going to do the same, you know, route, what you guys have outlined or anything, it's probably going to be a little bit different. And you'll think of things in the moment like, oh, I wish I had brought this up or something. So even if you attended the last one, I think that this would be a good one to attend. I know for me, selfishly, I missed the last one. So I'm excited that you guys are doing this.
Yeah, we wanted to catch a different time and a different audience because we realize sometimes people can't drive in the evenings or don't feel comfortable or, you know, it's a holiday rush when we did it in late November. It was like right after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
So we just decided, let's try it again. It was great information and we have some great gifts to give. So we want to get those out to people. And that's going to be on April 11th at 1 p.m. And then the next one is True Grace and it's going to be May 7th at 5:15, and they're coming in. They're going to bring information about mushrooms, whole food multis, why that makes a difference. Just in general, their company, they're very focused on the environment. They're a Wisconsin-based company.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm. They're doing things right. They've only been doing this for like 2 years, and they're hitting all the markers. They've learned from some of the best in the business, and they're taking notes and they're doing it. And I think it's great. So.
I really enjoyed our conversations we've had with them. Yeah. And one of the things that I noted from them, and I've mentioned just to at least a two, I think we've talked to two or three people from mm-hmm. there, that they're just getting going. Right. I can't imagine what they're going to be doing in four or 5 years from now. And they will be going. They will be doing this. It's they've got not, buy stock in them if you are, everybody. I mean, it's a good company.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and stay tuned. We have another one that we'll announce around the corner, but we're excited for
very cool.
for that. So come and visit us, 910 West Grand Ave, Wisconsin Rapids.
One of the things I was talking to listeners about the last time you guys were in were how much they appreciate the Q&A with you all. And if they have a question and you don't know it, you'll find it together. You'll hunt it down together mm-hmm. and everything. Especially right now, this particular winter we've had, I know a lot of people are dealing with allergies earlier than they're used to, or mm-hmm. just in general and never dealt with it before. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this to my adenoid and sinus system at all. I'm not at all complaining and mad at it. What the what, man? When you get old, all right, there's a couple of things here, real quick.
Sure, sure, side story. Let's talk about it.
Okay. All right, there's a couple of things as you get older, like after you turn 18, should not be allowed to happen. You should not be able to get pimples anymore, like at all. Zero. Right. Nothing. Nothing. Clear skin.
I thought that was supposed to be in my teens. I'm out of my teens.
Exactly. As soon as you are 18 and considered an adult,
right.
you no more. Mm. It stops.
You signed the contract.
Look, that and what we were just talking about.
Sinuses. And then how about your aches and pains too?
You shouldn't, okay, that's it. Yeah, you shouldn't get more like as you. If I've never had allergies, and now all of a sudden as I'm getting older and talking with you and Steven and kind of organically, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to live, mm-hmm. but organically finding that I do have them, that's not right.
Yeah,
like, we shouldn't have to. I've never had to deal with these before. Right. Why in my 40s am I dealing with this?
Yeah, and that's not. You're not the first, and you're not mm-hmm. the only one out there, because there's other people I know that are like, I've never had this, and I'm 50 now that is happening to me. I think also part of it is our weather pattern is different, so less stuff can die off that it used to because we don't have these harsh winters like we used to. There's a lot of things into play, but I get you. We're going to have to make that list and talk about that with a different time.
Yes. Dang you, El Nino. visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They open their doors at 9. Be sure to visit them over there. Give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Follow them on social media. If you have to create an account on Instagram, do it just so you can follow Family Natural Foods, you will be worth it. Be sure to visit our friends over there when they open their doors. Thanks a lot for being here, Katrina.
Absolutely.
Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this weekend. For today, the 15th, it is True Confessions Day. That's it. Just get things off your chest day, basically.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good one. It what it is, basically.
Yeah. Speak your truth.
I can't hold this back any longer. When I was 10, I got to call my sister after this.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what
it's World Sleep Day. That's funny. That's funny.
Did you sleep well?
No, I did. I am not celebrating the day very well.
Well,
did you?
I did, but I think this is a funny thing because we just had daylight savings time, and it's not. It's like we're losing, sleep versus gaining it, mm-hmm. and so I feel like it's almost an oxymoron. Like,
kind of
why
feels
is
like
that
it.
Here? Like within a couple days, and I don't know why, but. The change of the clock has like really shifted this week for me. I found like it's harder for me to go to bed and it's harder for me to wake up. But I'm like, usually that does not affect me. Like maybe a day. I'm like, I'm still kind of like, oh, okay.
I think the weather has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I feel like it does, at least.
Back to the weather.
We're just going to keep blaming the weather. Thanks a lot, Mother Nature. World Contact Day. It's that's an interesting one. Basically, just about the mystery of UFOs continues to fascinate with countless sightings and stories. We can't help but wonder what else is out there. Mm-hmm. This day used to have a little more meaning to it, and I'm not saying it doesn't anymore. But the idea of UFOs used to have so much more of a meaning.
Yes, it did. It really did.
And the government has come out and owned that there is literal unidentified. They're not calling them aliens or anything like that, but unidentified objects that our pilots, some of our most brave and talented human beings have identified, witnessed, seen, talked about it on oath.
Yep.
It's all out there now.
Yep.
It's all out
in
the open.
It's not hidden where it was hidden for many, many years.
And nobody cared. Nobody.
Like, yeah, they're like, we knew that.
Like, this story comes out like a year or two ago or whatever, and it never really turned into anything. Yeah. Nobody really seemed to care that much. I wonder, as a side note here, has this ruined alien invasion movies? Like, do they have the meat? Do they hit the same anymore?
Yeah,
you watch Independence Day now or anything like that. Like,
Right.
It seems so phony now.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I notice since that happened, we haven't really seen any of those kind of movies or TV shows or anything.
Very good point. There's way less of it.
It just doesn't seem to have the weight that it used to or anything.
Right.
I don't pretend to know any of this stuff, and I stay very Switzerland about it. I'm very on the fence. Yep. I'm very. Mm-hmm. I don't disbelieve it. I don't believe it. You know, that kind of thing. But with this, it's kind of, well, now we know. We just don't know what is out there or to the depths this is.
Mm-hmm.
They have found remnants of water on Mars, on the moon, you know. Yeah. So there's usually that means trails of life.
Right.
So who knows?
Yeah. What will we find in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years?
I cannot wait to find out. I'm excited. with the technology getting better and better, with our telescopes and our satellites going farther than they've ever been.
Yes.
It's just really fascinating. Yeah, it's really amazing.
Super fascinating.
And who knows what it means for the human race? Like, information-wise, it's just cool to find out. But there's so many things that we might discover, might find out, whether it's for healthcare or it is for just our day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. It's really
absolutely
interesting. It's National Shoe the World Day. It's a really good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Supporting those in need by passing along footwear that served its purpose, extending a hand of comfort and assistance to others. Every day, more than 600 million people worldwide, both children and adults, struggle because they do not have the resources to get proper shoes.
That's sad.
It hits the heart, and it hits very close to home for me.
Yeah.
This is one of those ones. Anytime you're able to donate to your local Goodwill or any place like that, what is old to you is new to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced that. I know that firsthand. I encourage everybody to do that they can. Thank you very much to those that do. It is national. We wrap up with for today, National Red Nose Day.
Okay.
Red Nose Day is not only about the red noses that you put on like clowns do or Patch Adams.
Right. I think of that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about making a difference by having fun. Join the laughter and support a great cause. And I mentioned Patch Adams and that great, that wonderful doctor. And of course, played by the amazing Robin Williams.
I saw Patch Adams once in an airport.
Ooh,
and I felt like fan struck. He was awesome.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I'm just excited to be like in the same room with somebody that saw him. That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
Oh my God, that's awesome. And it's always at an airport. You see people like that.
Oh,
yes, it's always at an airport. Mm-hmm. Red Nose Day was a delightful background that began a few decades ago. Back in 1985, Comic Relief started as a charity with the desire to respond to the famine that was devastating Ethiopia at the time. Of course, those like myself that grew up loving Comic Relief and seeing Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg, and seeing that all the greatest comedians of that day were always on Comic Relief.
Right.
And every one of them did it for free. Nobody ever got paid one penny to do Comic Relief.
Mm-hmm.
And those that even, like, if a music act showed up or something like that and they were contractually supposed to be paid, they dedicated their check to Comic Relief and to helping homelessness, helping hunger in this world. I love that this still is around in its own way with the Red Nose Day.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of ways that you can donate. There's a lot of ways you can help out. And certainly there's a lot of ways locally. We have our Focus Food Pantry here in Rapids. Big shout out and good morning to them. They're over at Sparhawk Trucking. You can visit them, reach out to them. Any way you can help out, there's very few things where, okay, I donate this loaf of bread, and not only do I know I did something good, I feel good, I'm impacting the future.
Right.
That loaf of bread is going to somebody who didn't have it before.
Right.
And they're going to have food and sustenance, and they're going to be able to go out there and work and be a taxpayer and all these things. Like, you don't, I'm not asking anybody to be a, you know, kumbaya and hold hands or anything like that. If I got to reach you on an economic level, I will. The more people that have food, the more they will work. The more they can work and everything.
Absolutely. We need that. It's vital.
It just makes sense.
It's vital.
Yeah. Yeah. It just makes sense. The more of us work, and what do we, our parents always told us, less hands make more hands make less work.
Yes, absolutely.
More of us in the workforce, more of us out there, the better it's going to be for everybody. And I'm going to go and watch a bunch of old Comic Relief highlights tonight.
Yes, as you
I
should.
Can't help it. Taking a quick look at our Saturday, March 16th. It's National Lips Appreciation Day. I appreciate my lips.
They do a lot more for us than we think.
Yeah, they do. You know, we never do think about that. Yeah, yes. Shout out to the lips. Shout out to the lips.
We think about them when they're dry.
Yes.
But you know what? We should be thinking about them all the time.
Kissing would be very weird without them.
That would be very true. Very weird. Teeth.
Smiling would be very weird without them.
Yeah.
National No Selfies Day. Saturday, no selfies.
Don't do selfies on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Do all of them today, though.
Yeah. It's great. Somebody's taking extra ones just to post tomorrow.
Right.
It's also Driver Instructor Day. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That is a...
I can definitely think about my past driver, like a driving instructor. It's like there's those memories that are like
it's a tough
focus
one.
In there. Yep.
National Quilting Day is Saturday as well. That's a great one.
Uh-huh.
And National Panda Day. Nature's cuddly ambassadors with a diet that's 99% bamboo with an unmistakable appearance. They are not only wonderful creatures, but creatures we are trying to keep around and do our best to help them survive and keep going. And of course, Sunday. St. Patrick's Day.
Yay! National, Luck of the Irish.
Yes, Luck of the Irish. National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day is also on Saturday, on Sunday, so
of
for
course.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Yes, very fitting. Be sure to enjoy. Everybody is a little Irish, even us Italians, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, enjoy. And have fun. Be safe out there. Be good to each other. And enjoy your St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It's going to be a fun one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to kick off. We had some requested musics. A good friend, Molly of ours, who's been listening for a long time to this station and is really enjoying what we're doing right now and the things that have been going on. She had a requested song, and she actually had a really good question. I just want to address to the audience out there and the best listeners in radio, all you on WIRI. We know that the playlist has shifted a bit and changed a little. Some of that. All of that really is out of our hands. The playlist, the music we had before was not ours. It was our previous ownership's.
Sure.
We had to make a change, and so we did the best we could for our listeners, as we always will. Mm-hmm. We are always taking requests. We're always looking for your songs. You can reach out to me anytime, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook and WIRI pages. You can call up on the show, 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Call up and join the conversation. We greatly appreciate you. And listeners like Molly who get us requests and feedback, we love. Molly and I had a back and forth.
Nice.
I think went really good. And she really enjoyed it. She said she'll be listening this morning to hear some Carrie Underwood.
All right.
I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So I was looking at doing my homework last night, and I'm looking at our National Day, our history, country music history, and came across this. Back in 2008, when appearing at the Grand Ole Opry, Randy Travis surprised Carrie Underwood on stage of the Opry with an invitation to become the next member.
Cool.
And I thought that must be a pretty cool moment. Why don't we play that? And we'll go right into some Carrie Underwood. So I'm going to go ahead and just play this, and then we'll just go right into the Carrie Underwood here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I thought you guys were standing up for me.
I was asked by the management here at the Grand Ole Opry to come out and ask you if you would like to be their next member.
Let me think about it.
So, thank you.
Thank you all.
We got to. So, let me say this. Let me say this. That May 10th, so I hope your calendar's clear then. May 10th will be the official date of the induction as the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Carrie Underwood, everyone.
Oh my gosh, that was so amazing. And I couldn't have imagined it from a different person. Everybody here kept a tight lip. Mean, naughty. Oh.
It was fun. It was fun to do the little sneaking up behind her somewhat. And then watch her and the audience in front see their response first and then hers look like, huh, what's going on? It was great.
I told you so. wasn't right. I should've walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my hat.
Yeah, he comes. L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime and smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. See the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. The ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property.
George Strait and Oceanfront Property on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Katrina and James hanging out with you. Got good music on the way from Lainey Wilson, Randy Houser, Lone Star. Right now, here's Lady A, Downtown on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. what you ain't getting, if you don't come pick me up, show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not, and I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round, like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation, when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Hey, anymore. Yeah, I don't know why you don't take me downtown. I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. I just don't get it.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh hell, she's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounding like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish it'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Was it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet, ain't called home, turned off the phone. Oh man, this might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance and she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about? What kind of gone are we talking about? Yeah, what kind of gone are we talking about here? What kind of gone?
Thank you. always used to smile when you held your guitar, but now it feels like a reminder that you ain't got too far. Strong strings used to feel like breathing, but now it takes your breath away. Counting years, counting reasons why it won't work. But what if it does? What if tomorrow all those closed doors open? But if you give up, if you give in, you should know that you're not the only one who's losing. What if there's a little girl who needs a song, telling her she's beautiful when the world tells her she's wrong? So before you say you're not good enough, that all your dreams are wishing dusty, call it quits, walk away and say you're through.
I try to think about Shakespeare.
and born tough as nails.
Lainey Wilson, one of the bigger stars.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
In country music right now. She is something. Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers, and Wild Horses here on Woods Country 105.5 WIRI. That's going to do it for us for the week, everybody. Wishing you a great weekend. Come and meet Katrina over in, over at WFHR. We'll be there from 8 to 10 hanging out with you and having some fun. We got a lot of St. Patrick stuff to get into. Mm-hmm. We have our Star of the Day where you can win some free Culvers. And we'll, of course, have fun with our friends from El Cafe and our birthday and anniversary club. All that's coming up for you. We'll have more great news, more great requests, and plenty more for you on the Sunrise Show next week when we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 8. Thank you to the best listeners in radio and to our great friends over at Family Natural Foods and, of course, our friends at From the Ground Up, sponsoring the show right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on WIRI.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.